A warm welcome to BMW Group. 2007, we first unveiled our Efficiency Dynamics fleet here in Geneva. In 2011, we presented Connected Drive here, our concept for network driving and hence safety and comfort. Today, we want to demonstrate what aesthetics and emotion mean in a premium segment and the upper class of automobiles. Today, this vehicle is making its world debut, the new BMW 6 Series Grand Coupe. Anyone who knows BMW will know that this is the first four-door coupe in the history of our brand. It's also our third model in the BMW 6 Series range, so our customers can now choose between a convertible, a coupe, and a four-door coupe. The management board issued our designers a clear goal. Create a design that expresses the independent character of this vehicle completely and create a vehicle which is a sporty look and a sleek roofline. And ladies and gentlemen, you can see for yourselves today what a fantastic job our designers have done. Efficiency is something all of our customers value, and no matter what engine is powering it, the BMW 6 Series Grand Coupe offers a unique combination of driving performance and fuel efficiency. This vehicle next to me is the BMW 650i Grand Coupe, and this is what it offers. Fuel consumption, 8.6 liters per 100 kilometers. CO2 emissions, 190 grams. Maximum acceleration is 450 horsepower. That is the peak engine performance, efficient dynamics at its best. And the BMW Grand Coupe will come onto the market in June 2012. It will be available from the outset with the M Sport package and a range of BMW individual options specifically developed for the Grand Coupe. And I'm absolutely convinced that our customers will love our Grand Coupe. After our record performance in 2011, our sales have continued to develop positively in the first 2 months of 2012. In January and February, more than 230,000 customers bought a BMW, Mini or Rolls-Royce automobile. This has been the strongest start to in any year yet, ladies and gentlemen. Our products are highly desirable. We are offering our customers more and more diversity in both the larger and the smaller vehicle segments and in terms of drive technologies. Our new BMW 3 Series has been on the market for a few weeks now. Customers are delighted about the new 3 Series sedan, and the trade press has already given it top marks as well. As well, the 3 Series has won all comparison tests against competitors. And the BMW Active Hybrid 3 is set to follow in autumn. It will be the first full hybrid compact sports limousine in the premium segment. And you can see it here, by the way, on our stand. Along with the new BMW 3 Series saloon with all-wheel drive. Mid-March, we'll see the launch of the new BMW 5 Series with the latest BMW Active Hybrid technology into the first markets. With these two vehicles, each of our strongest selling model series will have an attractive hybrid variant in its lineup. At the end of 2013, we will be entering into the world of electric mobility. That will take sheer BMW driving pleasure to even greater heights, because then our spectrum will range from the sustainable BMW i family to our efficient, high-performance BMW M vehicles. Here to tell you more about BMW M Power and about what's in store for 2012 is my colleague Dr. Klaus Träger. Thank you.
Meine sehr geehrten Damen und Herren,
ladies and gentlemen, We have another world debut for you, the new BMW M6 Coupe. Sportiness is, and always has been, at the core of the BMW brand. Since 1978, our BMW M sub-brand has been given people motorsport feeling out on the roads. And our success, ladies and gentlemen, shows we made the right decision. Last year, BMW M GmbH sold more than 19,000 BMW M automobiles. This is an increase of more than almost 13% over 2010 and more than the competitors. You know, I could talk for hours about the new BMW M6 Coupe. But don't worry, I'm not just giving you the key figures. 560 horsepower V8 engine with M-twin power turbo technology. Acceleration from standstill to 100 in only 4.2 seconds with an average fuel consumption of 9.9 liters per 100 kilometers in the EU test cycle. And that's 30% less than the previous model. 7-speed M double-clutch transmission with Drive Logic and a new optional carbon ceramic brakes for the M-Series. But there's another important detail of the second generation M6. And that fascinates me. It's the roof. It's made of carbon fiber reinforced plastic. And the special design of the roof underlines the dynamic presence. And it's really aerodynamic. And this roof not only brings down the car's overall weight, but also lowers its center of gravity. In July, the BMW M6 convertible is due for market launch, and with the BMW M6 Coupe set to follow in October. Here on our stand, we are also presenting to you for the first time the new BMW X6. Since its market launch in 2008, we've sold more than 150,000 BMW X6s to customers. We've now revised and updated this model, and we sharpened its profile. And we've had another world premiere for you today. Here in Geneva, we're launching a completely new product category, which is the BMW M Performance Automobiles. You might ask yourself, so what is M Performance all about? You know, it's an exclusive range of engines delivering peak performance and significant levels of efficiency. And at the same time, they're designed for everyday use. I can only recommend to you, try it for yourself. The triple turbo engine, developed exclusively for the BMW M Performance Automobile range. It is the most innovative, powerful, and the most efficient straight six-cylinder diesel engine in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, BMW and motorsport have a long tradition together, particularly with touring car racing. For us, production-based car racing is especially important, close to customers. And that's why we're returning to the DTM, the German Touring Car Championship. Between 1984 and 1992, we won a total of 49 DTM races, and we took the championship title three times. At 5 p.m. today, we're offering a sneak preview here at the stand of what's to come. We would like to invite you all to join our DTM talk, and I can already tell you, Mr. Bruno Spengler, who has made Switzerland his home, and there's one more world premiere in store. Allow me to hand you back to our chairman, Norbert. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen at BMW, we offer our customers a range of vehicles combining performance, sustainability, emotion and innovation. And it's progressive as well. And that's no contradiction. We would like to invite you up here on the stage to see yourself what we have to offer. Thank you very much.
conference. Welcome to the press 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 conference.
It's great to have you all with us today at the mini press conference. Please welcome Mr. Ian Robertson, board member of the BMW Group, responsible for sales and marketing.
Bonjour et bienvenue chez Mini. Now, can you believe it was just 2 years ago that we introduced the Mini Countryman right here in Geneva? Now, it began as an idea to give fans even more Mini, and the Countryman turned into a global sensation. Now, Switzerland, of course, is no exception to this success. And the Countryman loves those mountain roads en route to the next winter adventure. And for many of us, nothing says winter adventure like snowboarding. It's all about creativity, individuality, and the freedom of expression, making Burton snowboards and Mini an absolutely natural fit. And this year, Mini continued as a partner of the Burton European Open Snowboard Competition, which wrapped up just a few days ago here in Switzerland. Now, Mother Nature brought the snow, Mini brought the fun, and the world-class snowboarders at the Swiss resort of Lax brought it all together. Now, even though there's snow on the mountains, you know that Mini keeps warm by cooking up new and clever ideas for all our fans. So what have we been up to? Well, here for their world premiere are three design models inspired by Mini's UK roots. Just behind you are the Mini Baker Street, the Mini Bayswater, and the Mini Convertible Highgate. Now, all of these models are named after famous areas of London. And since the BMW Group is the official mobility partner of the London 2012 Olympic Games, they're right for the time and right on the action. Now, of course, being on time is important, but just as important is making sure that all of your gear arrives with you. Now, for those with a lot to move about, Mini has an answer. Making its world premiere, the Mini Club Van Concept. It has two seats, two compartments, and it's twice as much fun as any transport vehicle out there. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about Roomy. Roomy! And it's ready for anything you can think to pack into it. Now, for business or leisure, the Club Van Concept is the world's first transport vehicle based on a premium small car. And its roots are deeply connected to the brand's heritage. from the original to the original. Now, inspiration for the club van comes from the 1960 Morris minivan. Now, the idea behind the Morris minivan was very, very simple. Offer people running a business all the benefits of a classic mini with increased storage space. And the club van builds on the functionality of the original, adding Mini's premium character and individuality into that mix. And I'm thrilled to announce for the first time that the Mini Club Van will go into series production, and we'll launch it in the second half of this year. Now, there's boundless creativity at Mini, putting unique cars like the Club Van on the road. Because of this, we currently offer fans over 40 variants. And these Minis have carried last year's record success into 2012. Now, we'll announce our February sales result tomorrow. But I can tell you that Mini had a very, very strong double-digit growth worldwide during February. And Mini is keeping the pedal to the metal, ready to make 2012 another record-breaking year. But this isn't surprising. After all, Mini is the premium small car brand that keeps setting the pace right across the globe. And when it comes to pace, Mini is always ready to run. Mini's deep roots in motorsports go back over half a century to the classic Mini Cooper. Now, that car was named, of course, after John Cooper, the legendary racing engineer who brought this to life. Now, ever since, John Cooper's name has been synonymous with excitement, performance, and extreme driving fun. And the latest additions to the Mini Cooper Works family of high-performance cars carry this heritage forward. So who are the newest members of the club?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
Now, first up, the Mini John Cooper Works Coupe. Now, John Cooper Works takes the coupe's untamed driving excitement just one step further. Joining in on the action, of course, is the Mini John Cooper Works Roadster, which is over here to my right. And the Roadster was already the easiest way to enjoy open driving on the open road. And as the John Cooper Works model, the Roadster is more irresistible than ever. Now, both of these Minis are itching to bury the needle with 211 horsepowers apiece. Now, rounding out this trio and making its world premiere is the Mini John Cooper Works Countryman. And the Countryman, with all four, is the first ever John Cooper Works model with all-wheel drive. It also is the first to offer an automatic gearbox. And coming as standard, it has a new four-cylinder engine with twin-scroll turbocharger and a 1.6-litre displacement. Now, all of these numbers add up to 218 horsepower, 300 newton-metres of torque with overboost. And this will launch you from a standstill to 100 kilometres an hour in just 7 seconds flat. Now, you can feel the pure power for yourself starting this autumn when the John Cooper Works Countryman will be available. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please join me and take a closer look at the newest additions to the Mini family. Merci, and thank you very much for joining us today.